Listen, I don't exactly know what you do or how you do it, but when you walk through these gates, things start happening. The press starts falling in line, the Secret Service gets extra secret, and when you go back out, everyone's breathing a little bit easier.
Damn straight.
It's April Ryan.
In for Roland Martin. April Ryan is the White House correspondent for the American Urban Radio Networks. Good morning, April from Baltimore.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, everyone. Well, Floridians have a choice for Marco Rubio's seat. He ran an unsuccessful bid for president, and now his seat is up for grabs. With us this morning is Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Pam Keith, an attorney, former naval officer, and an African-American woman running for the seat. She's crying foul racism, sexism, and favoritism. First, she was not allowed to participate in the debate, and now the leading Democratic contender does not want the debate, and he's not going to be part of any debate. So, Pam, please talk to us about all of this. It sounds kind of Trumpish to me.
You're exactly right, April. You know, we've been having this Democratic primary down here in Florida for many months, but the party decided from the very get-go that they wanted a particular candidate, his chief qualification being how well he raises money. And so the party started out just by kind of making it easier for him and fundraising for him. When that didn't work, they started bringing in big, big dogs like Joe Biden to endorse him. When that didn't work, they brought in Barack Obama to endorse him. And this is in a primary, mind you. And the bottom line is that this individual is a former Republican, has a very conservative voting record, and that's just not what Floridians want. And so they keep pushing, put more on the scales, more on the scales. And now he's just decided he doesn't want to debate. So all debates are now canceled. No debates because he doesn't want a debate.
So what is your platform since there are no debates? What is your main piece, especially with Florida being in the news with what happened at the Pulse nightclub? And the Democratic Party is trying to leave the issue of guns alone so that they can win certain southern states like Georgia, Virginia, North Carolina, and Louisiana.
Well, I will tell you I have three main platform issues. Number one is gun control. Number two is criminal justice reform, both on the policing side and in dealing with bias within the judicial system. And the third is taking care of our veterans. I'm a veteran. I served in the U.S. Navy as a naval officer. And what we have been doing to our veterans, I think, is just unspeakable. And so those are my three top issues. But even here in Florida, April, people are hungry for some solutions. What happened in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando could have been prevented if that individual didn't have a semi-automatic weapon. I mean, it would have been much, I'm not saying there would have been no death, but there would have been definitely fewer people dead in that in that event. And so I'm putting actual solutions on the table. My thing is, well, hey, if we can't get Congress to act, why can't we use the buying power of the military and of local and state law enforcement to simply stop contracting with gun manufacturers that sell AR-15s for civilian purposes?
Yeah,
use your buying power to change the selling behavior of manufacturers.
So realistically, when we see the fact that there's not going to be a debate on the Democratic side, you've got these issues, realistically, where do you think you're going to wind up come Election Day?
Well, I think the ball is moving. The sands are shifting very quickly here in South Florida. The news stories seem to be coming out on my opponents daily, and both of them have significant flaws. One of them was, the one that's the lead candidate, the one that the party's endorsing, was caught out lying on his resume about being a CPA. He lied about being a small business owner. It turns out his father, who owns a big, big corporation, bought a little enterprise for him and kind of claimed that he was a business owner. He lied about cleaning up the Gulf of oil spill. I mean, all of these things were complete embellishments. The other candidate that's sort of a congressman, has had a lot of other allegations. He had an allegation of spousal abuse. He's had an allegation of ethics violations and so on. And so both of them are imperfect candidates. I'd say very flawed candidates. And what's happening is that there's been a concerted effort to make sure that voters just don't know that there's an African-American woman who is a veteran, who has a clean background, a great platform, and passion on the issues. Because if people knew about me, they'd flock to me. And as we're getting closer to our August 30th primary, more and more people are hearing about me, and more people are saying, hey, she's the one who speaks for me. So where are your poll numbers right now?
Right.
So I'm north of 10%, and that's, getting closer to 12, 15, but there's still about 30 to 35% of the voters that are still undecided.
Hmm. sounds very familiar to this national campaigning that we're seeing, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. It's a microcosm in Florida. Pam Keith, mm-hmm. we thank you so, so very much for joining us this morning, and good luck on your Senate run.
Hey, Pam.
And if people,
hey,
want to, if people want to contribute or to get involved in your campaign, what's your web address?
PamKeith.com. Very easy to remember. My last name is spelled like Keith Sweat.
And you keep sweating them.
How's your mom doing?
She's begging.
Pam, how's your mom doing?
Oh, my mom is, unfortunately, my mom passed, Tom.
Oh,
so,
I thought I met your mom at the radio station.
No, you know who you met, Tom? You met Patricia Harper Garrett. This is kind of like my soul mom. She's an AKA like me, and she took me up under her wing when I got here to Miami, and she's just been a wonderful person who kind of just put her arms around me. But I did meet you here in Miami, and it was such an honor because, I spent 9 years in the DMV, and I listened to you every morning, and it was just an honor.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. You are quite a voice, and I hope that people do get out there and vote on August 30th for the primary.
Oh, thank you so much.
And all right,
again,
Pam,
thank you all for having me in April. What a pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good job, Your Highness.
April Ryan.